Practical Magic, Disc 2.
One rainy afternoon, as she was folding a white tablecloth, Sally thought she heard something. The dining room was empty, and no one else was home. But there it was. A click, a clatter, like a heartbeat or a clock. She covered her ears with her hands, allowing the tablecloth to tumble to the floor in a heap of clean linen. She refused to believe in superstition. She wouldn't. Yet it was claiming her. And that was when she saw something dark beneath Michael's chair. A shadowy creature, too swift and too artful to ever be caught beneath a boot heel. That night, at twilight, Sally found the aunts in the kitchen. She dropped to her knees and begged them to help her, just as all those desperate women before her had done. She offered up all that she had of any value, the rings on her fingers, her two daughters, her blood. But the aunts shook their heads sadly. "I'll do anything," Sally cried. "I'll believe in anything. Just tell me what to do." But the aunts had already tried their best, and the beetle was still beside Michael's chair. Some fates are guaranteed, no matter who tries to intervene. On a spring evening that was particularly pleasant and mild, Michael stepped off the curb on his way home from the hardware store and was killed by a car full of teenagers who, in celebration of their courage and youth, had had too much to drink. After that, Sally didn't talk for an entire year. She simply had nothing to say. She couldn't look at the aunts. They were pitiful charlatans, in her opinion, old women who wielded less power than the flies left to die on the windowsills, trapped behind glass, translucent wings tapping weakly, "Let me out, let me out." If she heard the rustle of the aunt's skirts announce their entrance into a room, Sally walked out. If she recognized their footsteps on the stairs as they came to check on her or wish her good night, she got up from the chair by the window in time to bolt her door, and she never heard them knocking. She just put her hands over her ears. Whenever Sally went to the drugstore for toothpaste or diaper rash cream, she'd see the drugstore girl behind the counter, and their eyes would lock. Sally understood now what love could do to a person. She understood far too well to ever let it happen to her again. The poor drugstore girl couldn't have been much more than 30, but she seemed old. Her hair had already turned white. If she needed to tell you anything, a price, for instance, or the special ice cream sundae of the week, she'd have to write it out on a pad of paper. Her husband sat on the last stool at the counter nearly all the time, nursing a cup of coffee for hours. But Sally barely noticed him. It was the girl she couldn't take her eyes off. She was looking for that person who had first appeared in the aunt's kitchen, that sweet, rosy girl filled with hope.